Thanks for tuning into the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The poet William Blake wrote that to see an eagle in the air is to observe a portion of genius. The ingenuity of a bird's behavior and biology showcase unmistakable evidence of design, purpose, and plan. Evidence that is best explained by an intelligence that transcends the natural world. To explore this evidence, we want to return to a riveting interview with intelligent design theorist Dr. Paul Nelson, who's featured in Illustra Media's documentary film, Flight, The Genius of Birds. Many of you are familiar with Illustra Media's films such as The Privileged Planet and Metamorphosis. And this month, we're offering their latest film, King of Creation, a collection of meditations on the wonder and brilliance of God's creative power for your support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And as a special offer today for your gift to CRI, receive both King of Creation and Flight, The Genius of Birds on DVD as our thanks. Now to start today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We have a very special broadcast on tap today as we talk to Dr. Paul Nelson about the Flight video that we want to put into your hands. It's on DVD and your copy on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Again, for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, will send you Flight, The Genius of Birds, as our way of saying thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Also, via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, resource consultants are standing by. That number, 888-7000 in the letters CRI. I'm thinking as I start out this broadcast of the words of Job. When the Lord answers Job out of the storm, he asked Job all kinds of questions, including, does the hawk take flight at your wisdom? Does he spread his wings towards the south? Does the eagle soar at your command and build his nest on high? He dwells in a cliff and stays there at night. A rocky crag is his stronghold. From there he seeks out his food. His eyes detect it from afar. His young ones feast on blood. And where the slain are, there he is. Or the words in Isaiah, where the Lord, through Isaiah, says that all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fail, but the word of God stands forever. And then says Isaiah, speaking for the Lord, surely the nations are like a drop in the bucket. They're regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Before him, all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. He brings princes to naught. He reduces the rulers of the world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. The Lord is the everlasting God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. And all who hope in him will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. the allusions to God's created universe in Job, in Isaiah, elsewhere, throughout the Word of God should cause us to revel in awe and majesty at our Creator. But so often, with the glitz and glitter of the world, with light pollution, with cities, with pavement, we don't see the majesty of God's creation anymore. It is as though it is blocked from our view. And yet the movie Flight is a movie that once again exposes to our senses the majesty of God's creation. And when we look at it, it's like reading a book that tells us that there is a God. His eternal power, His divine nature are clearly seen through what has been made, and therefore we are without excuse. And that includes Richard Dawkins, arguably the best-known Darwinist on the planet, and claims that those who do not believe in philosophical naturalism or in atheism or in evolution, well, they're ignorant, they're stupid, or perhaps even insane. And on this broadcast, we are going to replace that kind of rhetoric and emotional stereotyping with a clear focus on intelligent design. In other words, people like Paul Nelson, willing to follow scientific evidence wherever it leads. Someone who rightly practices open-minded science, who begins with the common sense scientific principle that intelligent design is detectable wherever there is specified, organized complexity or information. And of course, this principle is central to many scientific fields. Dr. Paul Nelson, he's a fellow of the Discovery Institute, specializing in developmental biology and evolution, and he is a primary contributor to Flight, the Genius of Birds, and it's good to have you once again on this broadcast with us, Paul.
Hank, thanks so much for having me back. It's inspiring to me to hear you open with the words of Job. I've often thought that those last four chapters of that book should be required reading for any scientist to give him or her the right frame of mind about how they should approach the world that God made.
It's kind of interesting. The Flight DVD, Dr. Nelson, actually starts out with the 18th century Enlightenment thinker Voltaire saying that all nature cries aloud that there is a supreme intelligence. And that's really what Flight does. It removes the veil so that we can clearly see.
I think you're right. Humans have an unfortunate tendency to be readily bored by things. I fly a lot in my work. And, you know, I'm sitting there dozing off as the plane takes off and lands. But actually, what I'm experiencing is something that for really millennia, humans dreamed of doing, and it's not really boring at all once you understand what's involved. So one thing that I love about the movie is it reawakens that sense of wonder at what birds are actually doing and how marvelously they've been constructed to peel back that deadening boredom that people have that blinds them, I think, to what's around them.
You know, I watched Flight the first time, and I was absolutely mesmerized. And then I watched it a second time, and I was inspired. And then I watched it again today, and I was blown away. I mean, it's like three times, and each time it has captivated me more.
It's a rich movie. You catch something every time you view it. I've probably seen it now eight or nine times in various venues. I often will answer questions after a screening. And I'm constantly catching things that I missed on the first viewing. It's something I love about the work that Illustra does, is the richness of their productions.
You know, I caught something on this viewing the third time through, something that your father told you a long time ago. He said, if something works, it's not happening by accident.
Yes, You know, he was an engineer, aeronautical engineer with Honeywell Corporation, working on flight control systems. And I remember even as a very young child, 5 or 6 years old, having him explain to me about the principle of redundancy, where in a key control system, you build the system once and then you provide 2 or 3 backups to make sure that it doesn't fail because someone's life is at stake. If this is a commercial airliner, many lives will be at stake. And that complex functions like flight only occur by very careful hard work. That's certainly the case, you know, in the things that we make. And so he would say to me, why should it be any different for birds? And that's always stuck with me.
You know, there are, as pointed out in flight, more than 1 million animal species that have been identified by science. And of course, there may be many, many more, multiples of that. Each is unique. And going back to your illustration of a plane, an airplane pales by comparison to a gull in the wind, doesn't it?
It does. And you know what? Airplanes don't make baby airplanes. Imagine being an engineer at Boeing and being told your task for the next 5 years is to devise an airplane that, while it's in flight, is constructing little baby airplanes inside. I mean, you'd never finish. It'd be impossible. And this is that sense of wonder that we're trying to reawaken, to get people to see just how marvelous these creatures are that surround them every day. And, you know, you mentioned Richard Dawkins, and I've interacted with him a little bit in correspondence and things over the years. There are many things about Richard Dawkins that I find objectionable, but one thing that he does that I admire in his writings is he tries to do that for his audience. When I was a graduate student at University of Chicago, I taught writing for a few years, and I would use chapters from his book, The Blind Watchmaker, on bat sonar, because they were so beautifully written, attempting to reawaken that sense of wonder. So there's a place where I can agree with Dawkins, that living things should never be taken for granted, just how marvelous they are.
Expand on that for a moment. You have just taken an adversary of the Christian worldview and commended him. Talk about how we can, with gentleness and respect, do those kinds of things, find the qualities in someone, even if we disagree with them, and use them as a channel or an opportunity for communication.
Well, here's what I think the central principle, and that is that if we trust the reliability, not just of Scripture, but the reliability of the signal that God put in nature, that's testified to in Romans 1:20 and in Psalm 19 and in Isaiah, all throughout Scripture, in fact. If we trust the reliability of that signal, then someone like Richard Dawkins, who may have atheistic or materialistic motivations, they're going to detect that signal in a certain way. They'll respond to what's there. Another of my heroes is Francis Crick, the co-discoverer of the molecular structure of DNA. Throughout his life, Crick identified features of living things that were information-rich, that pointed to design. Now, he didn't make that inference, but he discovered features of living things that you know, clearly, I think, when you allow the evidence to speak for itself, testify to design. So I guess for me, the central and most important point is there is a signature out there in the living world that even atheistic scientists will pick up. And when they do that, I think we ought to commend them. And like I said, there's no more elegant, beautiful exposition of bat sonar, really pointing to design, than the chapter in Richard Dawkins' book, The Blind Watchmaker.
We're talking to Dr. Paul Nelson. He is a premier contributor to Flight, The Genius of Birds. We want to put a copy into your hands. You can get your copy for a gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute at equip.org, and also talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. When we talk about intelligent design, one immediately thinks not of the bird, but where the bird came from. As you alluded to, a fertilized egg is indeed a package of life.
That's right. You know, if you crack open a chicken egg, let's say you're making an omelet, and you look at what's there, you've got yolk and really a little albumen and a few other things, but very little visible to your naked eye. Out of that structure, once it's fertilized, will come this creature with, you know, millions and millions of cells, specialized structures like wings and feet and eyes and so forth. All that information is going to be unpacked during a process of development, which the movie illustrates, I think, very beautifully. And if I had to point to one aspect of the animal kingdom that I thought exemplified design, it would be that amazing process of development, how you go from a single cell to millions or trillions of cells.
Again, we're talking to Dr. Paul Nelson. The word genius is in the subtitle of Flight, the Genius of Birds. Quite frankly, I think he's a genius, as is Led Allen and the people at Illustria. What they have done is not preach, but they've pointed. And when you watch this movie, this DVD, not alone, but with your family, with friends, when you watch this, you are going to see something so marvelous that you will be inspired, invigorated, and motivated to communicate the faith that lies within you. And, of course, do it like Paul Nelson just did, with gentleness and with respect. We'll be right back in just a moment.
When we see a work of art, we know it was created by an intelligent designer. But evolutionary naturalism asks us to believe that our Earth and its inhabitants are the result of a blind and purposeless process. Hank wants to equip you with the truth about creation. And that's why he'll send you two powerful DVDs, King of Creation and Flight, The Genius of Birds, to thank you for your donation today. Request them when you call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't tune out. The Bible Answer Man will return right after this. Do you ever feel like throwing in the towel? Do you sometimes feel that the odds are so stacked against you that it's not even worth fighting for what you deeply believe in? Well, be comforted. You're not alone. As Vince Lombardi once noted, fatigue makes cowards of us all. The simple truth is that fighting the good fight takes its toll on all of us, and our spiritual batteries must be regularly recharged. And that's why we want to send you a wonderful DVD called King of Creation. King of Creation is a production of powerful meditation set to stunning photography that is guaranteed to put the wind back in your spiritual sails. To receive your copy of this amazing King of Creation DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and give a gift to support the life-changing work of CRI, or visit equip.org. Equip.org. It's one of the most powerful tools I've seen to equip people with the truth of creation. These were Hank Hanegraaff's words after watching the DVD from Illustra Media called Flight, The Genius of Birds, and he wants to send you a copy to thank you for your donation to support this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Flight takes a detailed look at birds and addresses head-on the logical impossibility that this complex biological system could be produced by a purposeless process rather than by a personal plan. Equip yourself and your children and grandchildren with the truth about why evolution is false and why the biblical account of creation is true. Call and request your copy of Flight, The Genius of Birds today, 1-888-7000-CRI, 1-888-7000-CRI, or visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Apologetics is now hot stuff, but with popularity comes the danger of zeal getting ahead of knowledge and character. Christian defenders need to know the arguments of apologetics, but they must also find their moral bearings to carry the truth nobly, because both life and truth matter. Other topics include, is animal rights a biblical concern? Rethinking parenthood and the biblical foundations of the family. Sharing the gospel with those living with intellectual disability. Joyce Meyer in the 21st century. John Hagee's magic apologetics, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. there's something you see every day that proves creation is true. Birds. Yes, birds show us that they weren't designed to fly by a blind and purposeless evolutionary process, but by a personal plan. And to equip you with knowledge of this truth, Hank wants to send you two Illustra Media films on DVD, Flight, The Genius of Birds, and also King of Creation. Flight and King of Creation are our gift to thank you for your donation to support this Bible Answer Man broadcast. So please request your copies today. Call 1-888-7000-CRI, 1-888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Pagans do what pagans do. What else would they do? The real question is, are you as a Christian doing what you should be doing? And that is becoming or being an ambassador for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, Flight, The Genius of Birds, equips you to do just that, to be a well-equipped ambassador, always ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. You know, the real issue in our culture is not what pagans are doing, but I would say it is what Christians are failing to do. And oftentimes because they are not equipped. And this is, again, one of the reasons I want to put this invaluable resource into your hands. You can get your copy for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just writing me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, you can talk to our resource consultants to get your copy as well at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. We so much appreciate Dr. Paul Nelson and his contributions to Flight. And one of the things I want to say to you, Paul, and maybe this is something you can expand on by way of example, is I like as much the manner in which you speak as what you're communicating. You are doing what you're doing with gentleness and with respect. And I want you to elaborate on how important it is for us to do that, to have meekness and humility.
Well, I think the... For me, the primary example is our Lord himself in the New Testament, in all four Gospels. Only on rare occasions does he resort to invective or strong language. And usually, sadly enough, it's when he's dealing with religious people, when he's dealing with the Pharisees. And it's in that instance that he uses his harshest language. But most of the time, what he's doing is telling stories and offering gentle rejoinders to people, not rebuking them, but drawing them out. His interaction, for instance, with the woman at the well, where he very gently draws her into a conversation. So for me, I can't find a better example than Jesus and the gentleness that he used in interacting with people. But as a general kind of rhetorical point, I'm always suspicious when I hear a speaker sputtering in anger and fuming and using harsh language, because my own conviction is a strong case makes itself, and you can let the evidence speak for itself with humility and patience. And so there are, you know, sort of multiple lines of support, I think, for an attitude of gentleness and respect. And when you've got a strong case, you don't need to yell.
And talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he actually told us to look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single solitary hour to his life? Talking about birds, Flight, The Genius of Birds, inspires us to recognize something fundamental, and that is that the entire biology of a bird is coordinated towards the very function of flight, isn't it?
Yes, and in the film, I describe flight as a function that requires multiple independent components. You can think of it like a tiny target in a vast space where flight is not possible, and only by bringing together all of those components, very light bones, strong pectoral chest muscles, a special lung that allows for very high levels of oxygen to pass through the blood and so forth. Only by bringing together all of those multiple systems is flight possible. And I think that the variety of different modes of flight that we see in birds, such as this incredible migration of the Arctic tern, from the polar regions down to the Antarctic and back, or the high speed darting flight of a swallow, or the amazing flight of a raptor as it's zooming at almost 200 miles an hour through the sky. Hank, I guess my view is our Creator could not have made it more obvious. And some people might say, well, the Apostle Paul is being kind of harsh in Romans 1:20 when he says people are without excuse. But you know what? They really are without excuse, because the evidence is so unequivocal that these things required a mind, an intelligence to bring them about.
You mentioned the Arctic terns, going from one end of the planet to the other, a round trip of 24,000 miles or more. It's, I suppose, the longest animal migration from pole to pole. They're doing it 30 times during the course of their lives, and that's like traveling to the moon three times and back during their lifetime. I mean, this is an amazing feat. It is something extraordinary. How in the world could a bird be able to do that?
I think science is only beginning to scratch the surface of what's involved. And one of my favorite segments in the film involves a Danish scientist who has the enthusiasm of just the unbounded love and enthusiasm of a 10-year-old boy. Of course, he's a professional biologist, but he's fallen in love with these birds. And the lengths that he goes, I won't give away the story because it's fascinating, but he goes to great pains to figure out how they're doing it. But his admiration for these creatures just is not diminished at all. It's really inspiring, actually, to watch. And he points out that this kind of voyage would be amazing even once to have done it. But terns live a long time, up to 30 years. So it ends up being this enormous accumulation of frequent flyer miles. Boy, that would be the account to have if you wanted to pile up the miles. And these birds are just beautifully, beautifully elegant. They're really not that big, but they're so strong in terms of the distance that they can cover, even in a single day.
Talk for a moment about the practical reality that we live in a concrete jungle, and so often because of light pollution or the fact that people have their heads buried in technology, they don't see the wonders of God's creation anymore.
They don't, unfortunately. And this is, I guess you could say, picking up on the theme I mentioned earlier, that humans, unfortunately, are subject to a kind of deadening boredom that robs them of what they should be able to see. We fall into habits of thought and habits of life that really strip the world of its beauty and wonder. And I'm actually happy to report, though, that, for instance, in Chicago, where I live, there are nesting programs to put peregrine falcons on high-rises down in the Loop, right down in the heart of the city, where people can see them, see them raise their young. So I was at my father-in-law's apartment just north of downtown, looking out the window, and here were three juvenile falcons right across from his high-rise, trying out their wings. They were standing on a balcony, spreading their wings, getting ready to take their first flight. And it was part of this breeding program. So I do think there are people, from whatever motivation, who want to bring nature back into contact with human beings to nurture that wonder that I think is so healthy, because it leads one, I think, inexorably towards an acknowledgement that there is a Creator.
We're talking again to Dr. Paul Nelson. He's an adjunct professor in the Master of Arts program in Science and Religion at Biola University and a fellow of the Discovery Institute specializing in the developmental biology and evolution and a primary contributor to Flight, the Genius of Birds. It is a genius production. Again, for your gift, we'll put one into your hand. You can access Flight, the Genius of Birds on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or you can get your copy via the mail, box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, resource consultants, they're standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. We got a lot of Facebook posts, emails, phone calls from skeptics and atheists the minute we began to promote Flight. One writes, "This movie, Flight, is based on the argument from ignorance." He goes on to say, "I can't figure out how feathers could have evolved, so," the Christian says, "God must have done it." Is that really an argument from ignorance?
No. In fact, I would turn it around. I would say it's what we know about how these animals develop, what's required for flight, what's required for a bird's existence. It's actually our knowledge that leads us to infer design. I'll give you just one example of that. According to neo-Darwinian theory, new structures come about, feathers are certainly new, the bird wing was certainly a new structure in the history of life and so forth. New structures come about by mutations to older structures. Well, what we know about mutations in animals of that sort is those mutations are enormously destructive to the animal in which they occur. They have to occur early in development because that's where these structures are built. But when they do, they have all kinds of negative downstream consequences that, rather than enhance the organism or improve it or bring about something genuinely novel, in fact tend to disrupt it. And this has been the clear message of mutations really throughout the whole 20th century with a whole variety of different animal systems where they've been studied. It's true in birds as well. So it's based on our knowledge of what actually happens when you mutate an organism that we say this must have been designed.
We're also going to ask Dr. Paul Nelson after the break about another post we received, which proclaims that we already well know that science has figured out how birds and feathers and flight evolved, so there's no mystery to be solved. We'll again ask Dr. Paul Nelson to comment on that. And then we're going to talk about a common bird with an extraordinary behavior. I think you're going to be mesmerized when we talk about the common starling. There's a whole lot to that story, and all of that's coming up on the other side of the break as we continue to talk about Flight, the Genius of Birds with Dr. Paul Nelson. Be right back in just a few moments, so please don't touch that dial.
Peter Atkins, a well-known British chemist and atheist, has written that, quote, "Science has no need of purpose. All the extraordinary, wonderful richness of the world can be expressed as growth from the dunghill of purposeless, interconnected corruption." As outlandish as his statement is, dismissing the grandeur of God's creation as purposeless corruption, sadly, he is not alone. In fact, countless intellectuals and power elites share his convictions. Is it any wonder, then, that the value of life is eroding? Why on earth bother to defend purposeless corruption growing from a dunghill? Well, for a radically different perspective, and one that will cause your heart to soar, you need to watch King of Creation, a stunning visual celebration of God's handiwork in the world around us. Many of you are familiar with Illustra Media's films such as The Privileged Planet and Metamorphosis. And this month, we're offering their latest film, King of Creation, a collection of meditations on the wonder and brilliance of God's creative power for your support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And as a special offer today for your gift to CRI, receive both King of Creation and Flight, the Genius of Birds on DVD as our thanks. Request them when you call 888-7000-CRI or visit us online at equip.org. Don't tune out. Hank will be right back after the break.
Music.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. There are deep problems within Christian families in contemporary America, manifesting in troubling trends among Christian youth. These problems are rooted in misunderstandings of the meaning and proper goals of parenthood, and solutions will be found only by deriving these notions from Scripture rather than from secular culture. Other topics include John Hagee's Magic Apologetics, how the film Noah raises questions only Christianity can answer, a point-counterpoint viewpoint concerning a theology of animal rights, including an afterword by Hank Hanegraaff. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. It's one of the most powerful tools I've seen to equip people with the truth of creation. These were Hank Hanegraaff's words after watching the DVD from Illustra Media called Flight, The Genius of Birds, and he wants to send you a copy to thank you for your donation to support this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Flight takes a detailed look at birds and addresses head-on the logical impossibility that this complex biological system could be produced by a purposeless process rather than by a personal plan. Equip yourself and your children and grandchildren with the truth about why evolution is false and why the biblical account of creation is true. Call and request your copy of Flight, The Genius of Birds today, 1-888-7000-CRI. 1-888-7000-CRI. Or visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Let's face it, life today isn't for the faint of heart, especially if you're swimming against a spiritual and cultural current that is headed toward the falls and gaining force. In fact, if you're fighting the good fight and seeking to be salt and light in your sphere of influence, you're going to get tired. We need to occasionally be still and let our hearts, minds, and strength be renewed with images of God's goodness and power. That's why we want to send you a wonderful DVD called King of Creation. King of Creation is a collection of powerful meditations set to stunning photography that is guaranteed to put the wind back in your spiritual sails. To receive your copy of King of Creation on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI. And give a gift to support the life-changing work of CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. Evolutionary naturalism strips away any notion of God. No God, no absolute truth. No absolute truth, and anything and everything goes. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wants to equip you with what he calls two of the most powerful tools he's seen to help you understand why evolution is false. The DVDs, King of Creation and Flight, The Genius of Birds. These two DVDs are our gift to thank you for your donation to support this Bible Answer Man broadcast. So call to request them today. 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Today we're devoting the broadcast to an interview with Dr. Paul Nelson right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. As mentioned in the previous two segments, he's an adjunct professor in the Master of Arts program in Science and Religion at Biola University, and he's a fellow of the Discovery Institute specializing in developmental biology and evolution, and he is a primary contributor to Flight, The Genius of Birds. And of course, our goal is to get you to want to not only get Flight, but to watch it, and hopefully not just once, but multiple times, because it is a very powerful equipping tool. Again, it is available for your gift at equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, resource consultants are standing by as well, 888-7000. And the letter is CRI. Just before the break, Dr. Nelson, I was talking about a Facebook post which proclaims that we already well know that science has figured out how birds, feathers, flight, how they all evolve. There's no mystery, therefore, that needs to be solved by a DVD like Flight, the Genius of Birds. Is that a dogmatic assertion, or is it really a defensible argument?
Well, it's simply not true. I can tell you that in the pre-production phase of the film, we did a great deal of research on current evolutionary theories, meaning Darwinian theories about the origin of flight. And I would say, rather than the mystery having been solved, the mystery has only deepened. For instance, one of the works we consulted by a Dutch scientist pointed out that the so-called ground-up theory, or the fancy name is the cursorial theory for the origin of flight, where theropod dinosaurs gradually increased their running speed for whatever reason and began to jump and so forth and then eventually to fly, that theory was almost perfectly canceled out by the criticisms from the other major school of thought, the so-called arboreal theory, or top-down, from the trees down view of flight, where theropod dinosaurs got up in trees and then began to jump and glide and so forth. And proponents of each of these schools of thought had dismantled each other's theories, taken them to pieces with criticisms. When you add it all up, there's no reason to believe either theory. They perfectly cancel each other out. So the film actually devotes relatively little attention to these theories because we realized the scientific literature was completely ambiguous and uncertain on this question. So I'm sorry for your Facebook correspondent, but what he or she is saying is simply not true.
When you think about what accounts for flight, you're thinking about some of the integrated wholes that you mentioned, whether it's muscular system or feathers or skeletal structure. These are integrated wholes. They're systems, and they're more than just the sum of individual systems. And only intelligence seems to be able to account for that kind of flight. And the reason I bring that up is it seems to me that if, and I think this is mentioned in the DVD, if in fact we point to intelligence when we see other kinds of flight, why wouldn't we immediately assume that there's intelligence involved for the flight of birds? It seems like it's a prejudice.
It does seem like a prejudice. I was struck, again, in the pre-production phase of the film, reading about the history of human aviation. If you look, for instance, at the work of the Wright brothers in the turn of the century leading up to their really path-breaking discovery at Kitty Hawk of three-axis control, being able to control a heavier-than-air vehicle in three dimensions, they painstakingly, and literally painstakingly, they were almost killed on a couple of occasions, went through a variety of different design steps to figure out how to do what they saw birds doing. It's clear that the Wright brothers carefully studied birds, noticed how they were flying, controlling themselves in the air, and then tried to imitate that in their own designs of their original flyers. People paid with their lives, especially in Europe. A lot of people died trying to do this, and the Wright brothers carefully engineered something, not by random processes, not by happenstance, but by using their intellects. So, Hank, earlier in the broadcast, you mentioned that this is the rational thing to infer. What I think your listeners need to realize is that it is utterly and perfectly reasonable right down to the soles of their feet to say, when I see design in a living thing, the response that I have, that this requires an intellect or a mind, is the natural outcome of my rationality. And it's only by sort of forcing that away, pushing it away, and putting up a wall of materialism that you can deny the reality of design. So I think science needs to recover this rational, reasonable inference from evidence and move on.
You know, we mentioned something just before the break, and that is a common bird with an extraordinary behavior. And I was talking about starlings, and it seems at face value that you couldn't possibly be mesmerized by a starling, but in mass, they are mesmerizing.
Oh, you know, on a recent speaking trip, I saw a flock of starlings doing what's depicted in the film. This flock was not as large as the one in the film. The flocks in the UK are amazing, the total number of birds. But you watch them fly, and on occasion I've watched the Chicago Air Show, the military units in particular, like the Blue Angels. And those guys are maintaining distances that are actually much greater than what the starlings themselves are doing. The starlings are just a few inches apart, yet they never collide. Hundreds and thousands of birds in these what are called murmurations, flying in formation, moving as one, really, through the air. And there's a group in Italy that has studied how this happens, and it turns out that the starlings are monitoring the behavior of those birds in their immediate neighborhood, the five or six birds in their immediate neighborhood, and then this process ripples through the whole flock. Of course, there are mysteries yet to be uncovered about how this happens, but you know, starlings, people sometimes get annoyed at them. I find them amazing, and these huge flocks that they form once they get into a murmuration really are breathtaking.
Another breathtaking insight that is gleaned from Flight, the Genius of Birds, the DVD that we want to put into your hands, is the 343 species of hummingbirds, and they're depicted as nature's helicopters, and human beings have tried to imitate the hummingbird, but what they've produced, though magnificent and majestic, is but a pale comparison to the real McCoy.
Oh man, that's putting it mildly. A couple of years ago, my wife and I were in Costa Rica at an open-air restaurant in the early evening, and hummingbirds were zipping through, going from one end of the restaurant to the other because there was a big row of flowering plants at the far end. And at the same time, there were males in mating behavior showing off for females, and these males would go straight up in the air, 50 feet, zoom straight up, and then plunge back down again, as if to say to the female, hey, look what I can do. I mean, they're nature's jewels. You just cannot, I mean, I speak for myself, I can't watch them enough. I love to watch them moving around a flowering bush. And for anyone lucky enough to live in a warm climate where there are lots of hummingbirds, don't take them for granted. They are jewel-like in their quality. It'll be a long, long time, millennia, if not longer, before we can engineer flying devices with the precision and beauty of a hummingbird.
One of the things we haven't had a chance to talk about is feathers, and feathers have perhaps a million or more individual parts, but they are just one of the complex systems that allow for avian flight.
Yes, you just start at the tip of a bird and work your way all the way down to its tail. And at every point, you're going to be looking at systems that are, as you said earlier, part of that integrated whole. So I've been tutoring myself, for instance, on the avian lung, which operates by principles that are quite different than our lung. You know, we have a diaphragmatic lung, where when you take a breath, you change the pressure gradient, allowing your fresh oxygen to come in and the CO2 to go out and so forth. Birds have a bellows lung, a flow-through lung that operates by a very different principle, and it's multi-stage. The bottom line for a bird lung is it increases the amount of oxygen that they can take in from air much, much more efficiently, in fact, than we can. And there's footage of geese flying over Everest, so we're talking 28,000 feet, using the tiny little bits of oxygen that are up there to migrate over that mountain range down into India. And, of course, these birds have special hemoglobin that allows them to bind oxygen at very low levels. Again, Hank, I have to repeat what I said earlier. To my way of thinking, to my eyes, our designer, our creator, could not have made it more obvious.
We need to pay tribute to Ladd Allen and the folks at Illustra. They first became visible on my horizon with Privileged Planet and then Metamorphosis and now Flight. What they are doing, I think, is extraordinary.
They are. And here's an interesting thing for your listeners for the future. This film, Flight, is the first in a series looking at the designs of living things. So films currently in production will deal with, for instance, the special design of whales and dolphins. That's one that I'm really looking forward to. But I think they do wonderful work. I always feel privileged to be able to participate in what they're doing from conception all the way through to the final product. And I'm proud of them. I think they do wonderful, inspiring work on behalf of the truth.
And we are also privileged and inspired to have you on the broadcast once again. You're a blessing to our listeners, and we deeply appreciate your contributions to Flight, the Genius of Birds.
Well, listen, please have me back anytime.
Well, we'll look forward to it in the near future.
Thank you.
God bless you, my friend. We've been talking to Dr. Paul Nelson. He is an adjunct professor in the Master of Arts program in Science and Religion at Biola University. They're fortunate to have him. He's a fellow of the Discovery Institute, specializing in developmental biology and evolution, and again, a primary contributor to Flight, the Genius of Birds. We want to put it in your hands. It is an absolutely stunning masterpiece that will put you in touch with your creator and equip you to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. You can get your copy on the World Wide Web for your gift at equip.org. Please be generous, or at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000 and the letter CRI.
Thanks for tuning in to this encore presentation of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We'd like to thank Dr. Paul Nelson for joining us today. Each year, in schools across our nation, children are learning the theory of evolution as fact. And fewer teachings are more dangerous. That's why Hank wants to equip you with facts about why creation is true by sending you two films on DVD, King of Creation and Flight, the Genius of Birds, as our way of saying thank you for your support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. To give by phone, call 888-7000-CRI or by mail, P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The easiest way to give is by going to our secure website at equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Apologetics is now hot stuff, but with popularity comes the danger of zeal getting ahead of knowledge and character. Christian defenders need to know the arguments of apologetics, but they must also find their moral bearings to carry the truth nobly, because both life and truth matter. Other topics include, is animal rights a biblical concern? Rethinking parenthood and the biblical foundations of the family. Sharing the gospel with those living with intellectual disability. Joyce Meyer in the 21st century. John Hagee's magic apologetics and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. It's one of the most powerful tools I've seen to equip people with the truth of creation. These were Hank Hanegraaff's words after watching the DVD from Illustra Media called Flight, the Genius of Birds, and he wants to send you a copy to thank you for your donation to support this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Flight takes a detailed look at birds and addresses head-on the logical impossibility that this complex biological system could be produced by a purposeless process rather than by a personal plan. Equip yourself and your children and grandchildren with the truth about why evolution is false and why the biblical account of creation is true. Call and request your copy of Flight, the Genius of Birds today, 1-888-7000-CRI. 1-888-7000-CRI or visit us online at equip.org. That's equip.org.